What is CPI? In this podcast, we will discuss CPI and its major components. First, we need to review a few terms. Goods and services are things that can be purchased, and they contribute to CPI. Goods are tangible things, and services are goods that are exhausted immediately. Inflation is the overall increase in prices. The inflation rate is the rate at which prices increase. CPI is also known as Consumer Price Index. It is the monthly change in prices that consumers pay in an urban area for a month. Core CPI is CPI, but it excludes foods and beverages. The BLS is the Bureau of Labor Statistics. They are a government agency that monitors CPI and calculates CPI based on our purchases every month. A consumer is a person or an entity, being a government or a business, that buys and consumes goods and services. Now to move on to the basics of CPI. CPI has 8 components. Foods and beverages account for foods and drinks, etc., that we may eat and drink. Housing accounts for mortgages, furniture, and home improvement supplies that we may purchase. Apparel accounts for shoes and clothes that we buy. Transportation contains plane tickets, taxi rides, car payments, etc. that are transportation related. Medical care accounts for prescription drugs, medicines, hospital and vet visits, and anything else related to health. Recreation contains concert tickets, soccer balls, tennis rackets, and other things recreation related that we may buy. Education and services accounts for most services, like car washes, and education refers to textbooks, pencils, college tuitions, and other things that we may spend on. The last part of CPI refers to anything else, such as tobacco products, that are not included in any other part of CPI. These things can still play a large part in CPI, so they're also taken into consideration. We as consumers purchase most of these things. How much we pay for them and how inflation affects us is all taken into consideration when calculating CPI. The last thing to discuss is core CPI. Core CPI includes all aspects of CPI except for energy, foods, and beverages. This is so because food and energy products are volatile and rapidly changing when it comes to prices. Therefore, it may not reflect true inflation in the economy. Thus, our discussion on CPI concludes, which is changes in prices that consumers pay in an urban area for a month.